ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। यस्मिन् यतो यर्हि यस्मिन् यतो यर्हि येन च यस्य यस्मात् यस्मै यथाय दूतय स्वपर परो वा भाव करोति विकरोति पृथक् स्वभाव संशोधितस्तदखिलं भवतः स्वरूपम्
Yes, man. In any condition of life, yata, on account of any cause, yarhi, at any time, past, present, or future, yena, by somebody, cha, also, yasya, in relationship with anyone else. Yes, not from any causal representative. Yes, my unto anyone without any discrimination of place, person, and time. Yata, just as Yaduta, whatever it may be. Ya, anyone to, but. Aparam, apara, the others, para, the supreme, qua, either, bhava, the natural inquisitiveness, karoti, one endeavors, vikaroti, for trying to counteract. Pratak by separate. So bhava, under the influence of different modes of material nature. Sangshodita, being influenced by. Tat, all of them. Akhilam, universally. Bhavata, my Lord, your Sarupam, all of them are emanated from your different energies. Translation. My dear Lord, everyone within this material world, under the modes of material nature, being influenced by the mode of goodness, the mode of passion, the mode of ignorance, all of them being influenced by the particular mode of nature and working, all of them, including the greatest personality, Lord Brahma, down to the smallest ant, everyone is working under such influence. Therefore, everyone within this material world is influenced by your energy. Under the cause of which they are working, the place where they are working, the time when they are working, the matter for which they are working, the ultimate goal of life, as they have considered as final, and the process and ways of activity, all of them are nothing but different manifestation of your energy. And as the energy and energetic being identical, all such activities are your different forms of energy only.
Just for this, revealed, summarized in the basic language, sarvam kalilam. Without Krishna, there is nothing existing. In the Bhagavad Gita also it is said, maya tatamidam sarvam. Whatever we see, very superior, inferior, good or bad, that is all from Krishna. Bad is also Krishna, yes? Bad is also. Because there cannot be anything existing without Krishna. No existence and no pollution. Vastani, maya tatamidam sarvam jagat sabvastamuttina vastani sarvam bhutani. Everything existing on Krishna. This material energy, earth, water, fire, air, sky, that is Krishna's energy. Dhinna ave prakriti asvadha. They are also Krishna's energy. The opposite elements also, just like heat and cold. So, they are opposite. Shitasra, Shita, means winter and Utsam, summer, warm and cold, cool. We see practically that the spark exists here. By the same electric energy is running off the heater and the cooler. The cooler is also working under the electric energy and the heater is also working. So, similarly, heat is opposite to coldness, and coldness is opposite to heat, but both of them are working under the same energy. Simply, it is a question of adjust by the spark electricity. So, God is what? And the energy is also one. And there is no separation of energy from the energy. Just like fire and heat. Heat cannot be separated from fire. But still, heat is not fire. And maybe it is heated by high temperature. But if there is fire, then there will be burst. Different action. Although both of them are the same. Heat and fire. That's what the conclusion should be. Sarvedham Akhilam Jagat Parasya Brahmana Sati. Parasya. Parasya means of the Supreme Brahma. Supreme Brahma is Krishna. Ishara Parama Krishna. And Arjuna also accepts Krishna as Parabrahma. So, everything is Krishna. Therefore, Krishna says, maya tatamidam sarvam jagat sabvastam uttinah. I am spread all over the creation. Sabvastam, but you cannot see. Here, we know there is air, there is ether, there is light, there is heat, everything is here. We can see, experience it, but Abhakta Hotira, Krishna is invisible. In part, that is the difference between person and in part. There are philosophers who think that the absolute truth is person, and there are other philosophers, they think the absolute truth is impersonal. But we, for ourselves, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we accept both. He is person and impersonal. At the same time, simultaneous. Achinta Vedaru Tattva. So this is very nice philosophy. We have to understand very clearly this position, the grammatical difference. What is called? What is called in Sanskrit? Karat. Katkatara, Parvata, Vajra. Different things are being done under different situations. They are called Kara. Somebody was working as a person. Another is objective. Another is positive. Another is dating. Is relative. In this way, the So, these are the parts, different positions of activities. But all these different positions can be adjusted into one. That is Krishna, Brahma. You become Brahma, Viti, or Asti. Only Krishna is there, nothing except Krishna. That understanding that there is something other than Krishna, that conception other than Krishna is called Maya. Actually, there is nothing except Krishna, but due to our imperfect knowledge, we think there is something other than. There is nothing other than Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Krishna says, Maya Tatamadhan. In other places also it is that Ekodeshasthitasthani. Ekodeshasthitasthani. Dushnavistarinajatha parastham brahmanasthati sarva ilam avilam ilam. It's like this light is there. Light is in one localized place. These examples are very easily understood. That is sun glow we see in the morning. It is there. But the heat and light is expressed two energies. With the sunshine, with the sunlight, we get light, sunshine, and at night we are shivering in cold and then heat, no more shivering. The two things are emanating from the sun, two energies, heat and light. They have finished their whole study of physical nature. Is based on the heat and light. What are they? So similarly, Krishna has got two energies, heat and light. Here in this material world, we can feel the heat. Things are going on very nicely, without any change. The sun is rising exactly at 6:15, and the whole day working. And again, in the evening, exactly at 5:30, it is setting. So this material world is like heat. It's like I'm sitting here, I feel heat. Immediately, I felt the warmth. There must be some fire. Otherwise, that from the heat is coming, see, as any fire. If there is smoke, then one should understand there is fire. I have seen, particularly in Vedanta, very high heat, and there was smoke. So I asked the station master, why is smoke? So he says, there is forest fire. So nobody goes there to set fire, but there is fire. By the smoke on the understand, there is fire. Similarly, we should try to understand there is presence of the soul by the heat and light, two energies, spiritual energy and material energy. Spiritual energy means light. You can see directly Krishna. You can talk with him, you can deal with him. In the material world, the heat is there. The Krishna's energy is working. Parastam brahmana sakti. Without Krishna's energy, how everything is taking place? And he is spreading. But, as he said, maya dhaksena. Maya dhaksena prakiti suyate sakala saram. Don't we accept that this material nature is working operating? It is respect. Material nature is not working, independent. Not by accident. It is not accident that exactly at 6:30 or 6:50 the sun is rising. Do you think accident takes place every day? One day we say the sun is rising at 6:30. By accident. But daily, what is this? So those who support this accident theory, they simply ask it. How accident can take place at exactly the same time and in the same way, exactly the same season changing, and the flowers are coming, the atmosphere is required. Is that accident? Let it move on. They will not agree that it is being done by God and me. Direction of Maya Dhaksena or Dhaksa means direction. So the sun, moon or any case material that is working, you see they are working very wonderfully. But don't think that they are working automatically or independently. No, that's not. A policeman may think like that, automatically. No, there's not. No accident. Therefore, jena, jasmat, jataha, jaduta, kutiriya, everything is systematically being done according to the desire. They say that a blade of grass moves without the desire of Krishna. That's a fact. Without Krishna's desire, every state we are going forward. It is guided by Krishna. It is not directly by Krishna, but through the instrument of Krishna. This is later. Later is nothing but innocent. Dugga. Dugga. Sististhiti kolaika vadasakti reka. Kali vajasta bhavanani divasti dugga. This dugga I like. Dugga I like means this material. Dugga. Dugga means four. We are packed down within these four. You see the noun. It's God. It's just like a football and living. We are packed. That's why the soldiers, they are within the four. Or there are other persons also. Similarly, this is a durga. Durga, dus, means difficult. And go means going. Durga. So, because the nature is feminine, therefore it is called Durga. So, that's why in the four, in the jail, if you are poor, it is Durga. Very difficult to come up. Very, very difficult. Durga means it is not so easy. Therefore it is called Durga. You cannot enter in the fort or in the jail, big walls. You cannot enter there without permission. I cannot come out without permission. That is called Durga. So, this Durga, Durga Shakti, material energy, very, very powerful. You cannot come out from this form of material existence without superior permission. That is Krishna's permission. Maya Dhakshana, under my vision, under my supremacy. So, Durga Devi is keeping you captivated when Krishna says, let it go. Immediately release. And when Krishna says, keep it under your control. So you have to remember. So we are captivated now within this material world. We are announcing that we are independent. Whatever we can like, we can do. These are all foolishness. You are entangling yourself. Simply, entangled. A little mistake, you will have suffered. It's like in our daily affairs, you can eat so much. A little more eating means disturbance in the digestion. You are so much under the control of nature. But these rascals, they do not understand it. They declare freedom. Pratidakshyamanani punai karmani paro. Parvasa, aham kāra vivara atvā sattā aham viti varnate. These rascals, they mula. Mula. Very strongly mula. Aham kāra vivara. That's all secret. I am very good. I am so intelligent. I am so learned. I have got money. This is ahankar. This is called false. This is also, if you actually have got money, that's all right. You can say I have got money. But you have nothing but a target. And you still, somehow or other, because you have got some money, you say I have got money. That is not your money. That is Krishna's money. Isavasavidam sadma. Everything belongs to Krishna. You actually do not know. You are thinking that it is your money. That is the ahankara of the world. Now where we are going, you are giving up this body The take your money, you see. How can you say? The money is there, the body is there, the family is there, the house is there, everything is there. Now we go pick up a dog. You are treated just like a dog. You are treated just like a hog. Now, take the body. Now your money, your everything is yours. Your society, your house, your salt and claims is mine. The ahankara will go. These are stairs and the calls he gave him, thinking this is why. Real sense is ours. The law is strong. So, service means that Krishna things should be engaged in Krishna's hand. That's you have nothing to argue. Everything Krishna. That's why in India we find there are many devotees. If you go to the Ganges, they are taking bath and they are offering worship to the Ganges. What is that worship? They will take little water from the Ganges and with mantra, you will give to Krishna. So, that water you are offering to the Ganges, is it your property? That water you have kept from the Ganges. But with devotion, if you say, Mother Ganges, Gangaji, it is your thing. Please take my offering. Mother Ganges, please. Similarly, everything belongs to Krishna. Soon as you offer to Krishna, whatever you have got, that is your plan. And so long you keep it, it is my problem. That you are. Then you are a fool, number one. You cannot keep it, it is false. Just like a child, he has taken some notes from his father and he will not give it. And father is asking, child, you are so good. You take little other test, give this note. It is very like that. Krishna is begging. Patra Pushpam Balam Seyam.